Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gary YouTube from Cultaholic.com, and welcome to the latest offering in this tier list ranking malarkey. This time, we're going to do some Gary YouTubing by putting some catchphrases from wrestling's past into a series of tiers. You know how it goes by now. We've got the best, lovely, 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 all right, not that bad really this week, and then get in the bin. And who the bloody hell is that? In the distance, it appears to be yet another Gary YouTube who has the most expressive face Dave Meltzer has ever seen in his entire life. It's bloody Jen. How are you doing, Gary?
Hi. Hi, Gary. I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's been a bloody while, hasn't it?
It's been a while. It's been a morning as well, so yeah.
I thought I'd ask this particular Gary to do this catchphrase tier ranking thingy because, of course, Gary here has a lot of famous catchphrases. We have birthdays, that's one of your famous catchphrases. Mm-hmm. We have This Week in the Wrestling, another famous catchphrase. And then the word sex, it's another famous catchphrase from yourself. Do you have any more catchphrases? Where does the inspiration come from?
Probably the catchphrase of just the face of just the between all of you. How rude. How rude.
It's nice, really. It comes from a nice place.
I know it does. And do you know what? If you weren't slagging me, then I would worry.
Make this sound horrible. Anyway, without further ado, we're not horrible to Jen. We are lovely to Jen. Hit the intro, please, Mr. Sam Driver. So here we go, Jen. We've got 25 different catchphrases from wrestling's past. We're going to put them into these tiers depending on how good they are. And I'm setting the bar, I think, pretty high to start things off.
Oh,
so I'm going to throw at you Jeff Jarrett. I'm not going J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T because that's not as good as the one I'm going to throw at you, Jen. I'm going to throw at you, choke on that slap nuts.
Slap nuts. Oh, my goodness. See the amount of... Do you remember when we did, like, the Inside the Ropes did the tour with him? See the amount of times I heard in that week just the term slap nuts. I was like, I just can't eat, like...
What, from just... Jeff himself?
Right, well, just, like, everybody, because obviously everyone was like, oh, sign this. Like, just every 2 minutes, all you heard was slap nuts, slap nuts, slap nuts. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Like, how I longed for a J-E-F-F-J. J-E, I can't even spell it. How bad's that? It's definitely, it's an iconic one, isn't it?
It's an iconic because this is when I was getting into wrestling good and proper, watching WCW World Wild on Channel 5 at 7 o'clock. Just before Fort Bayard, I think it was. And he would be on there in part of the NWO in the world title picture, calling people slappy, telling people to choke on that slap nut, shut up slap nuts and stuff like that. Still have no idea what slap nuts actually means, whether he means like he wants to slap some nuts.
Exactly. Like, I couldn't even tell you. Like, I would have thought that maybe as time evolved, I would have understood it a wee bit more. No, it's just one of these things we just go, I accept this.
It sounds nice, though, doesn't it? Slap nuts.
I mean,
in terms of an insult, I guess it's a nice insult. That made no sense at all. Shut up. This has got a special place in my heart, Jen, because I went to a WCW house show in the year 2000, right, in Newcastle. Right. I bought home with me, somehow my mum bought me this, I was like 7 years old, 8 years old, a guitar that has slap nuts on it, a foam guitar. I've still got it at home.
I was going to say, do you still have that?
I've still got it at home.
A belter.
It's in mint condition. But Jeff Jarrett, choke on that slap nuts. Where are we going? It's got to be one of the top two tiers.
No, I would put it in the middle. What are my tiers again?
You've got the best. Lovely. All right. Not that bad, really. And then get in the bin.
It's not that bad, really.
We can amend it towards the end, judging on what we do from here on out. Because, of course, you know, we might find out that was quite good in comparison to what's coming up.
Well, do you know what? That is true. So as long as we can go back and we've got room for manoeuvres.
We can do all the manoeuvres. The suplex is the last. I don't know why I said that. So next up we have... Mr. Kennedy / Anderson shouting his own name. What do you feel? Kennedy.
I loved that. I loved it.
Why? Any particular reason?
But to be fair, I loved him. Like, so I was kind of more, weirdly, was more drawn to him in TNA. And when he was Mr. Anderson. I just loved it. He's always been so good on the mic, and I think it's such a simple thing. And you know that way, like, it's one of these ones when even if you know somebody whose surname is Kennedy or Anderson or whatever, and you hear them say it, and they're like, "Oh, Anderson," you're like, at the doctors or something, and somebody's like, "Oh, Mr. Kennedy," all you want to do in your head is go, "Kennedy." It's all you want to do, and I think that's the sign of a great, like, catchphrase, because it means that when you hear things out with wrestling, you know, you want to translate it and do that. So I think that's a top notch.
Simple but effective. Lovely phrase there. But I think it's wonderful just because it's Vince McMahon's middle name. So I just want to picture. I want to picture Vince McMahon in the shower. I want to picture Vince McMahon just in everyday life, I should say, just shouting his own middle name at the top of his lungs. So I think that's
Kennedy.
Fantastic.
Kennedy.
So we're going the best or lovely, Jen. One of the top two.
I'm going to say lovely.
But we can move it up later on if need be.
Yeah.
That's how these tier lists work. It's a fantastic thing.
But I'm trying to be quite brutal because there's some that definitely deserve, like, a higher thing. So, yeah.
Well, this one is not... The one that's coming up now is not one of those because we have X-Pac. Can you tell me what X-Pac... When he was part of DX and we had, obviously, Suckit and Road Dogg and Billy Gunn doing their shtick, what was X-Pac's catchphrase that he brought to the table?
Oh, no, because I was just thinking there, I was just like, that wasn't a 1-2-3 kid, because I was like, that's obviously, like, his name back in the day. What was X-Pac? Like,
brace yourself, Jen. It was, your ass is grass, and I'm going to smoke it.
Smoke it. I do remember that. Do you know why? Because I saw a t-shirt recently with that on it. It was like a vintage one, and I'm sure he had a t-shirt with that on it. And I was like, that's wild. Like, you physically can't say stuff like that.
Your ass is grass and I'm going to smoke it. Now, I'm finding an issue straight away here. Because, you know, people who are partial to the old Dubingtons, the old Bifters, the old Sweet Mary Jane, they like to smoke.
They do.
The stuff. So he's, your ass is grass, your ass is a thing I like, and I want to smoke your ass. I want to...
But it's,
obviously, he means in terms of beating him up, but, like, in terms of a set and structure, I'm calling a big issue with this one.
Yeah, definitely in, like, today's society, I don't think it would fly. But yeah, no, I just, that's hilarious. I just think it's so funny that there was a t-shirt with that on it. And imagine, like, children kicking about. I mean, it's bad enough, like, the Suckit and all that. It's just like, Jesus.
We had DX, obviously, which was a fantastic stable for catchphrases and whatnot. And the next pack brought this one to the table. I'm going to suggest it's one of the bottom two tiers, Jen. Is it the bottom tier? Is it bin worthy?
It's not bin worthy because I do think that there is, do you know what, for our viewers who do enjoy, you know, passing it to the left, I think we shouldn't put it in the bin. It's a cultural reference at a time when, you know, that was okay to talk about and be cool. So I think second from bottom, don't put it in the bin.
Do you enjoy the doobie, Jen?
Excuse me. You never ask a lady her smoking preferences. That's all I'll say.
Oh, right. How? Oh, I don't know what I'm making
of that. Anyway. Say, it's not crack.
Right, move on. Move on quickly. Then we have John Cena. And it's a simple one. It's you can't see me with the old Babadoo in front of his head. Where are we going?
Absolutely. I'm going to say lovely. because, again, it's one of those ones where, and don't deny this, you know when you've been on a night out and you've done it. You've done it when you've been steaming and you're like, that, you can't see me. Like, I do it all the time. I do it. Like, you know what I mean? After a few shandies, I'm just like, if I'm being a riot, I'm just like, so yeah, no, I definitely think that's again another one that you can translate into real life. So I love it.
What sort of scenario do you use it in when you're drunk? Do you just go up to strangers and do it, or do you fight people and do it?
No, it's normally when my pals are trying to put me in a taxi, and I'm like, you can't see me.
Right,
so at that point, I should probably.
We have it's a weird one to include in this catchphrases tier list because John Cena himself, Jen, claims it's not even a catchphrase. I found a little interview, and he said, let me state for the record that I hate the word catchphrase. It's like think outside the box or any of those other marketing terms. It's just ugly.
John!
Rise above the hate, John. He's spreading the hate himself.
I was going to say, where is this loyalty to this phrase? Like, and the hustle and the respect? Where is all that? Like, I'm raging. Did he actually say that?
He did actually say that. I don't know who to, but I found it on the internet. Therefore, it must be true.
It must be true. Must be true.
So where do you stand on the thing itself? Because I was doing, obviously, making this list here for this tier ranking thingy. A lot of people are like, it doesn't even make any sense, but can't see him. Where do you stand on that?
Oh, what, the whole thing? I think it's hilarious. Think of all the memes. See if it made sense. All the memes that we would never have got the joy out of. Do you know what I mean? Like, people need to just chill and be like, you know what? Just let it fly. I love it.
I think those people are missing the point anyway. You're saying you can't see him because he's wrestling circles around you. He's going too quick for you.
Exactly. Even or the fact that, because normally, obviously, they're on the floor and they're a bit dazed, and he's like, you probably can't see me. Yeah, of course. Love it.
You can see two of me. You're dazed and confused. It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Which is true. Which is actually makes it more ridiculous when I use it, because I'm like, it's normally me that's seeing two of everybody. I'm like, you can't. I'm like, I can't see you.
God, the crack cocaine and now the alcohol, Jen. Where does it stop? Anyway,
times have been hard.
We've all been there, this lockdown era. Anyway, we'll move on to one of what has to be one of the worst catchphrases in recent times. Bear it down, Seth Rollins.
That's awful.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Do you know what it is? It's just, you see, even when you say it, it does make, like, when his entrance music comes on, it's like, bear it! I'm like, oh, God. Like,
do you remember that time on Raw where they just kept playing it? Whoever hits the button when it says burn it down, they just kept playing it through his entrance. It was the most annoying thing ever.
Oh, my God. Like, and the worst part is, like, that's obviously, you're right, it's obviously, like, a trigger button that they press. It's not actually just part of the track, unless somebody did a remix, and it was just the most, like, mind-numbing thing ever. But no, can't stand it. Not a fan.
Bin, gotta be Bin.
I think Bin. Bin.
I guess. Wait, if he didn't make it a proper catchphrase, I quite like it as part of the entrance. That just that little bit, I quite like it there. But when he's going like, "I am here on Monday Night Raw, Bin."
Do you not think that's because, like, maybe it didn't mean to start? Like, it probably was just originally supposed to be in the tune, and then he's just picked, or like, fans have picked up on it and started saying it, and then he's been like, "Oh, this is great, let's run with it," and he's ruined it.
To be fair, I remember speaking this on a Straight to Hell to somebody. I can't remember who, but I reckon Vince McMahon probably came to Rollins and was like, "Seth, do you fancy selling millions of t-shirts to kids and making a lot of money?" But the only caveat is we're going to give you this horrible, crappy catchphrase. And then he's just looked at his bank account and gone, "I couldn't give a toss, Vince.
Exactly.
Make me say anything."
Exactly. Like, just keys it all. I'll burn it down for you. You
got it. We're moving on, though, to The Rock. We could have picked anything here, but I've gone with...
I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
What one?
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Get that. Just fire that straight in the best.
It
just
get the best, it in there. Isn't it?
It is so good. And again, it's one of these ones where you can say this to any non-wrestling fan and they will know. Like, even when they're talking about, like, see, if you just talk, if you're speaking about Dwayne, Mr. Dwayne Johnson, they'll be like, "Oh, the wrestler." And then, or if you say, "Oh, remember when he was The Rock," like, or this, and they'll hit out with, "If you can smell la 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 la, what The Rock." It's good. Like, everyone knows it. Perfect.
What did it mean to you when you were growing up, when you used to hear The Rock talk about, if you smell what The Rock is cooking? What is The Rock cooking? Is it a lovely apple pie, Jen? Is it a lasagna? Is it some sort of hot pot like Betty from Coronation Street? What's it on about?
I love it. Could you imagine like him just over a slow cooker? Like, come on. No, he was cooking up a fight. He was cooking up some trouble. That's what it was. It's like you can smell the trouble in the air. Loved it.
Smell the smoke that the street prophets speak about.
I know, exactly.
I'm going to make them all together. It all makes sense, doesn't it? That's what that means, apparently. When we want the smoke, we want to fight. I learned that recently.
We want the smoke. I wouldn't. To be fair, that sounds like quite a young person thing to say. Like, so that's new just to me. Like, because I genuinely was like, oh, will we smoke? I don't know.
That did it.
Anyway,
but there we have it. The Rock's in the best. And then we're moving on from one that's in the best to one that cannot be in the best. I'm not allowing it to be in the best, Jen. I don't care what you say. And that is Michael Cole. Whenever he sees Randy Orton hit a draping DDT through the ropes, wherever he sees anyone do one of their signature manoeuvres. Vintage! 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 Oh, God. It burns my ears every time.
You just can't stand Michael Cole at all, can you?
No, it's not. Well, he's in a tough spot.
He rips your mitten.
Yeah, he's in a tough spot. I do feel a bit sorry for him, because obviously the Michael Cole we hear on Raw and SmackDown, that's not him. That's Vince McMahon saying, Michael Cole, you're going to say these like catchphrases and adverts and stuff like that, otherwise I'm going to shoot you in the face. That is a quote from Vince McMahon to Michael Cole. Because when he did the...
I was going
to
say, Michael... Yes,
I know backstage groups.
He was so good on that. Like, honestly, like, see... And it was the same, just like him and Triple H, like... Just when they were on commentary, like, do you know what I mean? He's just like, when he's allowed to just let go with it, he's amazing. And to be fair, like, I actually don't mind Michael Cole's commentary at all. I think he's like a wee warm hug. Like, I like hearing his voice. It's like a JR, like, obviously I'm not comparing him to JR before everybody goes bananas at me, but like, you know, that way, just the familiarity of his voice. I love it. And
do
I like
think Michael Cole's like a hug.
A wee hug guy. A wee.
Oh, be like a hug from my. It'll be like a hug from Scrappy Doo after a bag of sweets. Like, come here, I want to hug you. I want to hug you, guy. Come here. Oh, be unbearable.
I love that. Oh. No, I'm a Michael Cole fan. I think he gets a really, really bad deal from people. So I'll stick up for you, Michael.
It's certain bits like the vintage call where he just seems to like, is it? Oh, I don't know, because we don't know what Vince makes him say and what Vince doesn't make him say. It just feels like to me when he brings out the vintage and like, oh my, for like every single shocking debut or someone turning up. It just feels like he's not trying, just going through the motions, just saying his thing.
But do you think maybe that is just like where he's at and he's like, oh, I need to get this in. And he's just like, just, you know, rip it. Like, of course
he would. Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
It'd be interesting to see if he was just like, Vince, I'm not going to listen to you, pal, buddy. I'm going to commentate myself. And just to see what he would do, because I think he is a good commentator deep down.
He's a good commentator.
He's just not allowed to be.
Yeah, well, he's just, to be fair, he's got such a tough job where he's got to like police everything else and tie it all in, and just I've got a lot of respect for Michael Cole.
Same, but vintage.
Yeah, vintage is a bit like, no, it's the fact that he's like he drags it out and he like repeats it and stuff like that. It's just a bit. Like, okay. But it doesn't bother me. So I wouldn't say it's in the bin at all.
Where would you put it?
It's slightly uninspired. So I'll say second from bottom.
Second from the bottom. I'll put that in the second from the bottom tier for sure. Just for you, Jen. But we're moving on to Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's definitely not in the bin. I'm going to say that much. Stone Cold Steve Austin next up. And he says what a lot, doesn't he?
Oh, is it the watch hand? Okay.
It's the watch hand, yeah.
No. Right. So this is actually quite a controversial one, because it was great when Austin did it, but is it great when fans do it? No.
That's an interesting point you bring up, Jen. Do we grade this on just Stone Cold Steve Austin's usage of the word? Or do we have to bring in the 20 years since of every single heel being interrupted by a watch hand?
Exactly. So you be the deciding matter on that. What are we doing? Are we just sticking to him? Because obviously we did mention like the Rollins and the crowds using Burn It Down, so I don't know.
I reckon we just, well, yeah, we did Rollins on just him bringing it in. It was promos from the song, didn't we? So I reckon we just stick with Stone Cold. Yeah.
Because this was the top then.
The top then. Whoa.
Get it in the top. I think it's fantastic. Again, so simple, so to the point. Look at it now. It's still like to this day. is the most relevant thing. Again, you can use it in everyday life if you so desired to be that guy during a conversation. But I love it. I think it's perfect.
Please
plus a good t-shirt.
Please don't tell me you've done this in real life.
I probably have. Like, I'm that much of like a wee fanny, really. I would just be like, what? Like, I've definitely done it. So yeah.
This is because where do you stand on heel Stone Cold after WrestleMania 17 when you started doing the stuff with Kurt Angle and stuff? Because for me, it's my personal favourite Stone Cold. This is where the watch champ came from.
I love it. Like, and this is the thing, I'm sure you and I have discussed this before, but it's like I know everybody's got like their whole hang-ups about that and whatever, but I genuinely loved him. He was so good. He got to play with like this amazing like heel character. Obviously it was a bit kind of blurred towards the end, like what was actually going on, but I just loved it. I thought he was it was such a different like fun side to see of him. It was one of my favourites too, so all for it.
And the birth of the watch champ was just fans giving Stone Cold some bollocks, some shit, and he would just reply with what and then shut them up. I thought it was very effective.
But do you know the actual story of the, or to the actual story, like check me out as if I'm like his blooming ghostwriter from his autobiography, but like I remember reading or watching an interview with him somewhere, and he used to do it like as a rib to other wrestlers. I can't remember who it was, but when he'd be on the phone to them, he would just keep doing like what, and they'd be like, oh, and it would drive them all bananas. And then I can't remember who it was. Oh, it's really annoying me. It will come to me at one point. But he obviously was doing this on the phone to them, and they were just like, oh my God. And then they were like, you should do that in a promo. And then he did, and look at it now.
But it
turned out as it was just like his patter to to the other wrestlers when he was on the phone to them. So there you go.
So he's a natural dick. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin breaking news here on the video. So we're moving on, Jen, to Roman Reigns and what... I tell you what, though, catchphrases in the modern day, of the last few years especially, they're just non-existent. And this is when Roman Reigns was being pushed, it's like nothing could stop him from being pushed. No matter how boring or how robotic or whatever he was, he used to say, I'm not the good guy, I'm not the bad guy, okay. I'm the guy.
The guy. I love that.
Oh, no.
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, but he wasn't supposed to be a heel, was he?
No, but it's like, but the thing is, it's because that we have the mentality of we see him, or we did see him as that kind of heel. We just didn't want to like him. Nobody did at that point. So no matter what he could have said, he could have come out and been like, do you know what? I pledge to... You know, like, I don't know, we could have said anything, like to pledge to build houses for the poor. Like, do you know what I mean? And we'd all been like, oh, here we go, Roman. Like, you know, like, let me check him out, patron saint Roman Reigns. Like, we would have hated it no matter what. I thought it was really cool. And the thing is, like, it's very, like, parallel to, like, The Man. Obviously, that's slightly different with Becky Lynch because of the whole connotations with the fact that she's a woman and all this. And I get all that kind of, like, stuff. But it's like, I'm the guy. I think that was quite cool. It's like, I'm not the guy. He was proving a point, and I quite liked it.
I didn't like it, mate, just because it was like out of kayfabe, if that makes sense. I'm not the good guy. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the guy. That was my takeaway anyway, but I'm very nitpicky and weird.
What, because he said I'm not the good guy? But it's but then do you not think that that's also like a kind of like statement, a blanket statement about how we actually see wrestling now, and there is no actual definitive heel or face anymore? It's
bloody
this
hell.
Just thing. So therefore, it's like, actually think about the psychology of it. he's breaking down barriers here just to say, do you know what? Heel face is no longer a thing. But out of everybody, I'm the guy. Love it.
This is the deepest conversation anyone's ever had about this catchphrase.
There you go.
Where do you want to put it, Jen?
I'm going to shove it in the middle. Just chuck it in the middle. In the middle. Right. It doesn't offend me.
Fair enough. We're moving on now to the Dudley Boys from way back in the day. We're not too far back in the day, I guess. They did come back, didn't they? Devon, get the tables.
Tables. Perfect. Perfect. Again, something I still use a lot in this day. I was actually in IKEA not that long before lockdown. And I did turn into my sister, and I was like, we were buying a table, And I just turned around and I was like in the middle of like, you know, the warehousey bit at the bottom where you go pick up the stuff. And I was like, Jayman, get the tables. My sister was like, you're such a geek. Stop it. Literally, nobody. I was like looking around thinking one person will get it, but not a single person.
Could you imagine if someone was actually called Devon who worked for IKEA came running around the corner? What? I'm here.
Exactly. Like, don't shout. And I'm like, sorry. Yeah, no, I love it. To be fair, I'm like a huge Dudley's fan, so like that's.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dudley's as well.
Yeah, they were my favourite back in the day, like out of that tag team era. So definitely, yeah, I love it. I love it. I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's lovely, lovely. No, is it the best?
Oh, I thought it would be the best.
Is it though? No, do you know what? Maybe you're right. Because like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just too harsh.
I've got a bone to pick with Bubba Ray Dudley. Because when he came back in 2015, he was like, Devon! And then he'd count down. 1, 2. I don't like that malarkey, me. No, not in that chant. I like it when Drew McIntyre does it before a Claymore. I like that. I'm here for that. But not in the middle of a Devon getting tables.
No. But that's like obviously just trying to. That's just trying to build it up. You know, it's a bit cheap. It's a bit cheap.
It is a bit cheap to
savor the pop, savor it. Just get
cheap
it
and nasty, there. Like a balsa wood WWE table.
I was going to say pretty much like the table I got.
Now it's cheap and nasty. It's wonderful.
Well, to be fair, it's quite expensive now. It used to be, but it's quite expensive for what it is.
Ooh, what is it?
Controversial. No. Like, it's just like it's a table we're sitting at just now. But it is beautiful, but it's just like obviously not worth it.
Beautiful table. Interesting concept. Anyway, we're moving on to one of my I don't know how well this is aged. Probably terribly, like milk. But it's Funaki. When he used to just say indeed down the camera.
Yes. Take all my love. Like anything Funaki does, I just love Funaki. And I honestly, obviously that gimmick is really probably not aged well at all. I say probably because I don't really, if I'm honest, I don't really understand. Like,
I think it was taking inspiration from like the English dubbed sort of.
Whenever we would watch like movies from, you know,
the 70s and whatnot.
And then it would just be dubbed terribly. But honestly, at the time, I found that so, do you know, I just loved it because it was like you could tell he's on these mad rants and then it's just like, indeed. I loved it.
Just in case anyone hasn't seen it, we had a Kai and Tai back in the day. Taka Michinoku would go on for about 5 minutes about this promo where he would be moving his mouth at 100 miles an hour, but the PA system would be playing a guy speaking very slowly like this. And then it would just he would just pass it over to Funaki, and whatever Taka would say, Funaki would round it off with, indeed. But he was moving his mouth as well.
So funny. Like, I loved it. And do you know what? And it's definitely one of these ones, again, it's like a gif that I use very often to people just whenever, like, you know, one of those ones just to shut down a conversation. I'm just like, ah, indeed.
He's caught the arse with somebody.
I just like, ah, shut it down, just indeed. Like, and they can't say anything back to it. It's perfect. Funaki owned that. Plus, Funaki is just, he's some boy. I adore him. He's definitely one of the highlights of a pay-per-view for me, just to see his wee face.
What, those 2 seconds do with Fader?
I don't know if you've seen this. Like, I have a pure thing that I'm actually a wee bit worried about Funaki because he just seems to be getting a wee bit sadder, like, as days go by. And I'm just like, what's going on with Funaki? So I'm on Funaki watch all the time.
Hashtag Funaki watch. You heard it here first. Get it trending on Twitter. Is he on Twitter?
He is on Twitter, yeah. Indeed. I love it. I think it's great. Like, obviously, I realise that it's probably culturally not an appropriate thing now. But at the time, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Nice use of comedy back then, I thought, anyway.
Yeah.
They were funny Kai and Tai. Anyway, apparently all of the original Kai and Tai, apparently they were all, like, really hard, like, legitimate fighting wrestling men, which I never knew about until recently. Pardon me, I just burped there. How unprofessional. But anyway, we're moving on to, I've got written down Ric Flair, obviously, but Kurt Angle did it as well. I used to enjoy Kurt Angle. Woo!
Mm-hmm. You make it sound as if he's running past you. Woo!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Woo!
Anyway. Yeah, no, the original woo's got to go to Ric Flair, does it not?
Yeah. Well, we're going.
It's one of the best.
It is one of the best.
It is one of the best. It's just, again, see, right, do you notice the common theme here? Everything that's really good is simple yet effective. And that is literally just a man going, woo! And you're like, yeah, like you just get hyped for it. I don't know why. It's so daft. And you can think, and it's one of those ones as well, which I do quite like. It's almost like, I don't know, think of like a kind of bird call, like a Bill Oddie kind of situation. You can be in any situation. If you lay out a woo, that's you found your wrestling fans in that situation, because somebody will hit back with it. And I quite like that, because it's like a wee secret handshake. It's like a wee, you know.
Where have you brought Bill Oddie from into that?
I think about Bill Oddie daily. I'm not joking. It's weird.
Why?
I spoke about, I don't know, I just think about him quite a lot. He's really nice. Like, not, like, just, he's really funny. I like him.
Do you know him personally? I didn't expect to hear about this.
No. Could you imagine me and Bill Oddie? What a team that would be, just tearing it up.
What a hoot, no pun intended.
Love it.
Anyway.
But yeah, I think Wu's one of the best.
Yeah, Ric Flair. One of the best things, because Joe Rogan, do you watch Joe Rogan at all?
I don't know, if I'm honest.
I watch him, and I've seen him, right? Because I watched the stuff he did with Jake the Snake, was on there, and DDP. That's what got me watching Joe Rogan. And I'm like, oh, he's very respectful about the wrestling industry. And then when wrestlers aren't there, he's like, oh, it's fake, and it's crap, and this, that, and the other. So I don't like him.
Exactly.
But his reaction, he loves Ric Flair. It's quite a heartwarming video. It's just him reacting to Ric Flair's promo about the alligator shoes and whatnot, and he's absolutely loving it. And it's quite heartwarming to see for a man who craps on it when wrestlers aren't sat 6 feet in front of him. The bastard.
But that's part of the reason I don't watch it, is I always find him very, like, he's too, like, he just never sticks to an idea or follows it through, and I'm a bit like, come on, Joe.
That's because he's open-minded, man. You take psychedelic drugs.
Yeah, that's exactly, he's watching too much David Icke, that's his problem.
And speaking about Jen, simple and effective, we have Rob Van Dam.
Van Dam. The whole effing show. Love it. Is it the whole effing show or just the
No,
Rob
it's just
Van
Rob Van Dam. Every promo used to end, didn't it? With Rob Van
Dam. Again, it's great. It's classic. It's you do it. To be fair, maybe one of the harder ones to bring into everyday life. but you do, like, the thing is, when you watch Rob Van Dam, I think it's the same as, like, see the, like, Undisputed Era, boom, like, whenever you watch it, you will find yourself, even if you're just sitting on your own in the house watching it, when the time comes, you will do this. And it's like, why am I involved? It's like an involuntary spasm where you're just like, well, like, you know, you do. And it's the same as the boom with the Undisputed Era. So
I do. It does help that all those men you've just mentioned there are very cool, aren't they? So you can't help but, because you think you're cool as well for a split second, don't you?
I was going to say, what do you mean? Think for a split second. What do you mean? Living embodiment of cool right here.
I was speaking more about myself. No denying you are, Jen. No denying whatsoever. Anyway, where do you want to put Rob Van Dam doing Rob Van Dam?
I'm going to say lovely, lovely, lovely. I do love it.
I'll agree
with that.
It's a bit of fun. I can live with that. Next up, we have back to DX we go, but this time, Jen, we have the controversial one. We have the old...
Suck it. Right, if you don't get that in the best, I think that's a crime against wrestling. It's perfect. I think it's obviously, right, it's very controversial now. And, you know, like, but see the stories, like, see for kids who grew up in the Attitude Era. I always remember Adam's story about how he got, like, told off, he got a detention for telling a lunch lady to suck it. Like, that just, see these stories, there's so many people who have stories like that, and it just cracks me up so much. Like, it was great. Like, it was so, so good.
I just can't get the image of Adam, even when Adam was like 9 years old, Adam having the glasses and the facial hair and the voice, suck it.
It's the fact that it's just a lunch lady as well. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, Pachiti? I love it. It just... Honestly, that story, I could dine out on that story. It just cracks me up so much. I'm sure I've told so many people it as well. Like, and then had to show them a picture of Adam, like, if they're not wrestling fans, and they're just like, what the? And I'm like, I know, what legend. I was like, you'd want to be pals with that guy in school. What a good guy. But yeah, I just think it's amazing. Like, it's just, obviously, it would never work today. Like, and you couldn't have it. But at the time... The Attitude Era, I do hold in a wee high regard in this wee bubble where I know it was completely inappropriate. And, you know, obviously my attitudes and things have changed, but that's like a wee bit of nostalgia. It's a wee bubble that I like to keep where it is and not see it for all the rubbish that's going on in the world and just remember it for a really fun time. So I thought it was perfect.
It was a lot more of an innocent time back in the 90s, wasn't it? A lot more stuff flew.
Well, that's it. I don't even know if it was innocent, but you just kind of, like, you weren't bothered by it. I don't even think I knew what it meant properly, if I'm honest. I think I just was like, suck it. Like, I just thought it meant, like, you know, just like, you suck kind of thing. Like, oh, that's a good chant. But yeah, no, I don't think I really knew what it meant.
Do you know what it means now?
Sadly, so yes, I do.
So, speaking earlier about how modern-day catchphrases just aren't that great, we have another example. I was trying to find good examples of catchphrases from today's wrestling.
I would struggle to tell you a lot. I would struggle.
From the modern day, we have Bobby Roode from WWE fame and his word that is glorious, which does my nipples in, so it does Jen, because no matter what he's speaking about, everything ends with, and it's absolutely glorious. Glorious. And once you've heard it 100 times, it becomes a bit tiresome. Yeah. I don't know about you.
It does. I do kind of get what you mean. It's I don't know, like, I don't know if it's just because I never really enjoyed what they did with Bobby Roode that I kind of never caught on to. Because I remember, like, obviously when he, like, debuted the whole glorious thing and it was like the entrance tune. The entrance tune is fantastic. Like, it is fantastic. But it seems again to be one of these things where it's just like they've taken a good thing and they've just pushed it a wee bit too far. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
The thing, like, is, they burned it down. Yeah, because when he debuted in NXT, the character he had was fantastic. How he wanted to bring in the executives and all the glitz and glamour to WWE. That was great. And then it was obvious that somebody in a power position heard that theme tune and heard the word glorious. And WWE do it so much where they find one thing and then they have to do that thing time and time and time again until it's absolutely unbearable. And that's what they've done with the word glorious with Bobby Roode.
It is. It's so, like a dog with a bone, and they just go like, "Oh, this is it." Or it's like, "We've got a good thing. Just bleed it dry," and you're just like, "Man."
But few and far between. That's how it works, isn't it? Just every now and then, a little bit special. Bin. That's what I'm saying. Gotta be. And then we're moving on to happy birthday. Earlier this week, I don't know when this video is going out, but Bret Hart was 63 this week, so he was. So happy birthday, Bret Hart. I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Which, by the way, if you've just watched wrestling over the past sort of 5 years or so, and not anything before sort of 2015, that's actually not Natalia's catchphrase. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Don't, because even still Natalia's entrance tune, when it goes off, like, everyone's like, Brett! Every every Rumble without fail, when we watch that Women's Rumble, it's just as soon as that music hits, we're like, Brett's here. Like, but yeah, no, I get that in the best. That's just
iconic.
It's where it belongs. It is iconic. And the thing is, like, I'm so sure, excuse me, that like it's trans, like, I was going to say
transcended.
I didn't mean that. Transcended. That was what I meant. I was like, what is that word? It's transcended, like, wrestling as such. Like, and it's more, like, I'm sure other sports personalities have used it in, like, in chats and speeches and stuff, whether it be, like, UFC. I'm sure footballers have used it as well. Like, it's one of these ones. It's just a classic.
Yeah, I don't know what else you need to say about that. That's it. It's in the best. Next up, we have The Undertaker. I didn't know which one to pick for The Undertaker, but I went with Rest in Peace.
Rest in Peace? Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say, yeah, Rest in Peace. Again, get it in the best. It's a classic. Like, especially, like, the kind of older, like, older stuff as well, when he would finish, like, every promo with Rest in Peace. Like, it was just, I mean, at his time as a kid, that was, like, proper, that's terrifying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was really scary, and you were just like, oh my goodness, this thing, dead man. And it just made sense to the character. It was just dead good. I like it.
It was never really, because of course The Undertaker's going to say rest in peace, but it was how he said rest in peace that made it so good.
Rest in peace.
It was just like that. It's like he's in the room. If I shut my eyes, I think Mark Calloway was sat there.
Get the lights down. It's just like, oh my God.
I don't know what else you say about that one. Rest in peace is in the best, isn't it? And next up, we're going for a bit of a niche one that certain viewers of this channel might not know about, and that's Joey Styles, Jen. Remember him?
Well, I do remember Joey Styles. What a great guy on commentary. Oh, my God!
Yeah, that one.
To be fair, that's not that niche. Surely everybody knows that that's a
I was just
like
thinking, I don't know if I'm right. I just get the impression that our audience is quite young in places.
Okay, but I'm sure they would have, like, I mean, the amount of video packages that, like, things like that have been used on, whether it be, like, I mean, maybe not so much more for WWE, but do you know what I mean? Like, for, on the internet, it's very well known. So, yeah, no, I think it's great. I loved Joey Styles, like, I loved him, like, interviewing, I loved his commentary. He was really refreshing, like at ECW and stuff like that. Like, you know, he was just so, like, he was excitable but knowledgeable. He was great. So I think it's really good. It's really fun, and it does bring back a wee nostalgia. Like, nostalgia's it for me. I love nostalgia. So
I need someone to do a bit of research for me. What came first? Oh my God, you killed Kenny, or Joey Styles' Oh My God? Because the two Oh My Gods in those, they sound very similar to me. Both Kyle and Joey Styles.
That's so true. And the thing is, in its exact same era.
What came first?
Oh, it's like the chicken and the egg.
It is like the chicken and the egg, but with... It doesn't matter. Joey Styles, oh my God. Well, it's one of the top two, isn't it?
I was going to say lovely, lovely, lovely.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
It's so good. It gives you a wee smile when you hear it, doesn't it? Like, it does. You do just have a wee heartwarming.
Heartwarming. It's another one of those ones where it's not so much what he says, it's how he says it. It must hurt his voice doing the old Brian Johnson from AC/DC impression. So next up we have Jim Ross's Slobber Knocker. Not Jim Ross's, Jim Ross saying Slobber Knocker, not his actual. I'm turning into horny Jim Ross from Twitter.
I was like that. Oh no. Just shut it down. Burn it down. Slobber Knocker. Again, it's like, it's a classic. It's one of these words. It's a word that is only kind of came from wrestling. Everybody, like, uses it, or not everybody, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's used way more than it probably should be for, like, being a completely mental word that nobody really knows what it means. Like, no, we know what it means, but it's not, like, in the dictionary. Is it in the dictionary?
It's on the Urban Dictionary, Jen, because I've got two definitions right in front of me now.
It comes apparently from, because
obviously JR likes Oklahoma and American football and the Oklahoma American Football University thing or something. I don't know how it works over there. But apparently in football, it means a good hard hit where you can see spit fly from the helmet.
That sounds like a very Urban Dictionary definition.
Or you could have, I've got two more for you.
Right, cool.
A fierce and violent fight amongst two people or a number of participants that eventually turns into a fully fledged Donnybrook, whatever a Donnybrook is.
I was going to say, what's a Donnybrook? I can't even work out the rhyming slang for that.
Not a clue. And then I've got the last one, which to me is the most plausible. It's a long pair of balls that knock the slobber right off your chin.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't know why I read that one out. I'm ashamed for
too early. Too early for that kind of pattern. Jeez. No, it's one of these ones where it's just like, it's like a wrestling word, which, you know, only kind of, you could tell, say that to anybody and they, if they're not a wrestling fan, they won't have a clue like what you're talking about. Yeah. But, or unless they're an Oklahoma State football fan, if that's like the term for it. But like, you know, it's just a classic, and it's just a kind of, it's one of these JR-isms, isn't it? Where you just kind of, again, you just find it nice.
That's the thing you forget when you're watching AEW, like, he is Jim Ross, he is bloody good, isn't he?
He really is, honestly. He's just, he's brilliant. You can't, and he's just, he's a character in himself, so he's,
The best ever. It's in the best. We're moving on now to Braun Strowman. Speaking again about modern day catchphrases not being up to scratch, get these hands. I don't know why I did that.
I was like, is he all right?
He does that, doesn't he? Get these hands.
You're going to get these hands like that. It's like, I don't know.
He's in the room again.
I know. He is actually. Let me see. Can you see? Oh, he's over there. I can see
something.
You can't see. Oh, that's.
Bloody Kevin.
Like Kev's here. That's awful. It is awful. It really is. I don't know. It's just a kind of, it just feels like a really, but I find this about a lot of like Roman's kind of stuff. It's like, that, don't get me wrong, I love Roman. I was like, just made up a name for him. Braun Strowman. I love Braun Strowman. It's no secret. I've got some sort of weird love for him. But that is a lazy catchphrase. I think it's, again, one of these ones where the people in the back have come up with it and it's just been like, oh, he's a big monster. What do monsters have? Big hands. He's not the best talker. So just get these hands. Like, just give him a catchphrase. Like, it feels a bit lazy. Plus, it's just a weird thing to say. Like, you're going to get these hands. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's not what you would say, is it? It's like, I'm going to smash you in the face.
Aha!
Like, that's what you'd say, wouldn't it?
You're going to get strangled by these hands, or these hands are going to get you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going to get, like, do you know what I mean? Like, because I can get
Just imagine you in a fight at school just before you lock arms or whatever. You're just going, you are going to get these hands around your neck.
You are going to get a slap in the face from this hand. Like, yeah, it probably wouldn't work for me. But that's probably why I was never in fights at school. But yeah, it's pretty rubbish.
Second bottom.
Because I love Braun. So.
Fair enough. Next up, we just have Ron Simmons, who just says, damn.
Damn! Get that in the best. Get that in the best. It's so, so good. So good. And like, you would be lying if you say you've not said that in a non-wrestling context.
Of course everybody has.
Exactly. And that gif, I mean, it's probably, I see that gif an awful lot. Like, I post that gif an awful lot. I love it. So yeah, it's a belter.
It's a catchphrase that wouldn't work with anybody else's voice. Ron Simmons has got the perfect voice for that, Dio.
Absolutely. Whose Hall of Fame speech was it? That when he was in the crowd and he done it? Who's that?
I remember him doing it. I can't remember who it was, though. Someone will tell us in the comments.
Like, I popped for that. Like, something awful. I was just like, there he is. Like, I love it. So, yeah, love it. Get that in the best.
It's in the best. Don't you worry about that. And then we have Adam Cole's bye-bye.
Right, because it's Adam Cole, it's so good. I mean, it's actually, when you break it down and think about it, just baby, it's a bit rubbish. Anyone else said that, it would never have got where it is, but it's because it's Adam Cole that it's successful. And
didn't you know, Jen, somebody has said it before. I found the origin of Adam Cole's bye-bye. It's an amalgamation of two different wrestlers from the past. Apparently, well, he said in an interview that it comes from initially Joey Mercury when he was on the Independence scene. He was called Joey Matthews. And when he wasn't well known, he would make sure people knew what his name was by every 30 or 40 seconds of the match just going, Joey Matthews! Joey Matthews! That would be it for like every 30 or 40 seconds. So there you go. There's the first half. Him just saying it's like Adam Cole, baby. And the baby part is from Chris Jericho when he would do that pin. Baby!
No! Oh my God, I love it now. Like more so than ever. Now that it's got a wee Jericho origin. I love that.
He's taken the repetitiveness. Is that the word? The repetition of Joey Matthews just saying his own name and the obnoxiousness of Chris Jericho going bye-bye from back in the day.
That is psychology right there, by the way. That is just such good psychology. I love it. Yeah. That's really good. Oh my God, thank you for telling me the origin to that. What a fun story. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Is it top tier or is it lovely, lovely, lovely?
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
I'll go lovely, lovely, lovely. I'm happy with that. And then I thought we had to go back to Ric Flair because there's too many, isn't there? Where am I going on my notes here? What have I got written down? I'm a limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun. All have a lot.
Styling and profiling. Yeah, absolutely. Again, I mean, it's just, there's so much that, like, you kind of, I mean, I know he's like Ric Flair, he's one of the greats and stuff like that. But see, when you actually just put it like in a situation like this, you think, man, he could cut a promo. Like, he just had the chat. He was the greatest, or like one of the greatest. I think it's great. I don't think it's the best because I would say the Woo outdoes it personally, in my personal opinion, but I would definitely put it in lovely, lovely, lovely.
I'll go with it, Jen, but you can take all of the flack for not putting that catchphrase in the best tier.
But if anybody wants to bring it to me, then if you had the two in front of you and you could only choose one, what would you go for? What's more prolific? Woo is more prolific.
That is a fair comment. And of course, if anyone want to come to Jen, she will put her hands around your neck, so she will.
you will be getting these hands via internet.
And I thought, well, we've done one more Ric Flair, we might as well do one more Rock. We've got his version of the limousine riding stuff. We've got the trailblazing, eyebrow raising, jabroni beating, pie eating, head heart stomping, elbow dropping, people's champ the Rock. That's easy for him to say, not for me. Why I have a job speaking in front of people, I have no idea. But what do you think of that?
I think you did a great job, Dylan.
Oh, thank you.
again, it's the Rock. I'm going to do the exact same thing I did, and I would say lovely, lovely, because obviously if you smell what the Rock is cooking, that's more prolific to me. Like, it's just what it is, but it's amazing. Like, the Rock, like, just the amount of stuff that he did come out with and say that's remembered to this day. I mean, I think there's very few people who, you know, like, I know obviously we're saying now that there's not a lot of catchphrases kicking about, but that didn't start off as a catchphrase. That was more of a kind of promo kind of thing that then turned into. And there's not a lot of things that people say now where you go, oh, that I want that to keep happening, to keep being said, or you keep pulling it up. So I think it's good.
Because they're not allowed to, the poor buggers, are they?
Yeah.
Here is your script. Say that or die.
I know. Listen, it's mad. But
the thing I like most about this one is the fact he would switch it up from time to time. He would if he was in a feud with somebody, he would make it personal to them. So I've got written down here, it was the jabroni beating, pie eating, trailblazing, eyebrow raising, the best in the present, future, and past. If y'all don't like me, you can kiss my people's ass or something like that. The Rock's good at speaking is what I've learned here, and I'm not.
Exactly. But I'm sure he used to do it as well. Did he not do it for, like, wherever he was? And he would throw in, like, some sort of cultural to wherever he was, like, whatever the show was? Mm. I'm sure he would do. But, like, I think that's just smart. And it's, like, but it's also smart for him because it's, like, he knows he's got the kind of bare bones of something to say, but you can just change it up and it just makes everybody pop even more for it. He's so smart. Dwayne, tip my proverbial hat to you.
He's all right, that Dwayne fella, isn't he? All right.
Sorry, isn't he?
So we're going to round things off, Jim, with this random assortment of professional wrestling catchphrases from down the years with Vince McMahon's classic, one of my favourites.
I was like, wow.
I can't be bothered to do the proper one because it hurts my voice now. I'm getting old.
You're fired!
You're fired!
So honestly, get that in the best. It's so good. And it's just, do you know that way? It's like for that character. Like, it's just, I don't, like, I, you know my stance on the McMahons. It's no secret. But that character was just, he's honestly one of my favourite of all
heel things. Mr. McMahon, apart from when he was being a bit, you know, a bit pervy on SmackDown back in like 2003. I didn't much care for that. But heel Vince McMahon is my favourite wrestling character of all time. He's fascinating.
I think so. Absolutely. And it's something that you can, it's just so smart. Like, you can draw so many parallels for it. And the thing is, like, if it wasn't for the heel Mr. McMahon character, so many of everybody's favourites wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't have had moments or like a lot of Austin stuff. Like, if he didn't have Mr. McMahon to bounce off of, you know, would we
he
have
is the best, been... he's the best, he might just be the best heel in wrestling history.
I think so. I would go out on a limb and say that. Like, yeah. And that's just like me trying to put my weird McMahon love aside. Like, I just like, and be objective. Like, I just, like, I love it. Like, and I think that is honestly one of the best, like, catchphrases ever. So, yeah.
Linda's still rubbish though, by the way.
Don't. I had to mute her on Twitter, and it was a horrible day. Like, it was
why was that? Because of the politics and whatnot.
Yeah, there were some things that was being said, and I was like, "Ah, do you know what?" I was like, "I'm not ready to unfollow you, but I just need a wee time away, Linda. I just need a wee minute." So
you're a friendship break with Linda McMahon, are you?
Like, we just having a wee rest from things. So hopefully, once things start to improve and change, you know, hopefully she'll get on board.
Yeah. What a shame about Linda.
I still love her.
Do you?
I do.
Just find it hard to.
I know. I just, that's it. It's like a kind of like, oh, it's like a forbidden love. I'm like, Linda, stop doing this to me.
No, yeah. I was just saying, I regret, after seeing your background there, I regret not putting somebody spank me I thought he was dead in. It's one of my favourites of all time.
Bless him. What's he like? Did you put any? Have you not put, like, have a nice day or anything? Is that not in there?
I don't know.
Did you not put a Foley one?
I didn't put a Foley one in.
Ross, that's shocking, because have a nice day's top. Like, that is a top one.
It was so just good. Like, John Bon Jovi nicked it.
Exactly. And the whole of the American culture, whenever you say goodbye in a shop, like, have a nice day, like, perfect.
And not that's bad. All because of Mankind, isn't it?
Guys, it's all because of him. What a guy.
But there we have. There we go. We've done it, Jen. We've come to the end. But what we do on these tier ranking things normally is we sort the best out, so we find out what is, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the best of whatever tier list we're doing at that time. So we're going to find out now what the best tier, or what the best catchphrase is, sorry, of all time. So I'm going to put the question to you. Is what better than if you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Yes.
Whoa, I didn't expect that. Whoa, I'm getting a bit flustered here. Anyway,
I feel sick.
Is Indeed from Funaki better than Stone Cold's what?
No.
No, that is fair enough.
I'm sorry, Funaki.
Is Woo better than Stone Cold's what?
Yes.
It is. Is Suck It better than Ric Flair's Woo?
No.
Is the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be better than Ric Flair's Woo?
No.
Is The Undertaker's Rest in Peace better than Ric Flair's Ow?
I was like, ah, well, we've changed it. No, no, it's not.
Is Jim Ross's Slobber Knocker better than Ric Flair's Woo?
No.
Is Ron Simmons' Damn better than Ric Flair's Woo?
No.
And finally, is Vince McMahon's Yes better than Ric Flair's Woo?
No.
So there we have it. Jennifer Louise, Ric Flair's Woo is the best catchphrase in the history of professional wrestling. How do you feel about that?
I actually feel, I'm not even joking, that was like horrible. You know, sometimes you watch game shows and folk are like, you know, taking it so seriously and you're like, ah, calm down. And like, that's how I felt there. The pressure was insane. And I know I'm going to get so many pelters, but It is. It's one of the. It is the best. It is the best. No, I'm sticking to my guns. Like, hey, where is the best?
Opinions, Jen, are like arseholes. Everybody's got one, so it doesn't matter.
You know me, though. I don't like to offend.
but, hey, you've come to the wrong place if you want to do that. Nobody ever agrees with anything that's said on these tier ranking videos, and that's just okay because everyone's got their opinions, and you stick to yours. All the best.
I will, and I will, and I'll just go woo for it. So there you go.
And then you will break their necks with your deadly
headphone user. Oh no, okay. Oh yeah, no. Get these hands.
Yeah,
get these hands away.
And we'll bleep that swear word as well. But anyway, that is it.
Did I swear?
You made it all the way at the end, you naughty woman. Anyway, that is it for this tier ranking thingy. I have been Gary YouTube from cultaholic.com. Join us next week when we'll do something. I don't know what yet. Let us know in the comments below what you want to see from future tier videos. I've been joined by this Jen Louise-shaped Gary YouTube. Any closing thoughts there, Jennifer?
None whatsoever. I'm quite stressed out, so I'm going to go and have a gin and tonic.
Yeah, that's fair enough. We had a few issues trying to set up this thing, but hopefully it's worked. Hopefully it's all come out fine and dandy. There we have it. Ric Flair's woo is the best catchphrase in the history of professional wrestling. We'll see you next time on this tier ranking thingy. Wave to the camera, Gary.
Bye. Woo!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.